October 1st is a national holiday in China, celebrating the founding of the People's Republic. The day is also former President Jimmy Carter's birthday. President Carter had a special relationship with China. He opened diplomatic relations there in 1979, and in the years since, he's established a number of humanitarian projects in China through his work at the Carter Center. And so it's fitting that the day should also see the opening of a new exhibit at the Carter Museum, featuring a series of photographs documenting village life in China over the past three decades. We decided to pay a visit. The People's China, Village Life by master photographer Zeng Yi, encapsulates a key moment in the history of the People's Republic. But it does so by capturing small moments, like this one, in a photograph at the center of a large wall. In it, a village man sits on the ground weaving a basket.
His daughter wanted to be part of it, so she insisted so bad, and she actually is holding a radio. And then the dog also went in there, wanted to be part of it too.
Bing Zeng knows the story behind this black and white photograph because she's the daughter of the man who took it, Zeng Yi. As she said, it shows a peasant weaving a basket. His work is on the ground all around him, piles of cut bamboo and finished baskets piled so densely they look like a solid wall behind him. But it's a wall enclosing a cozy scene. The man's smiling young daughter has run into the frame, and she's hugging her father with one arm and holding high a transistor radio with the other. In the foreground sits the family dog. On one level, the image tells an economic story.
Before 1980s, China was pretty closed up. Back then, people in China could not just make something and exchange for money, legally at least.
The early 80s saw a ton of economic reforms. China joined the World Bank and the International Monetary Fund and moved toward a market economy. This photo was taken right in the middle of all that transition.
After the opening, you know, all the peasants even, they can use their own skills doing some kind of work to produce their product and exchange for money for better life.
In that way, the wealth of baskets in this photo represent actual wealth and upward mobility for this man and his daughter. So does the girl's transistor radio. Zeng says her father actually showed her this photo back when he first snapped it in 1982.
He asked my opinion, what do you think should be the title? Because his title, I can tell you first, is Tiao Tiao Zhi Fu Lu, means you can reach success in every way. But I told him, I want this image to be father and daughter.
And so it became the love of father and daughter. Bing Zeng is actually really close to her dad.
I spent a lot of days in the dark room helping him processing the negatives and also enlarge those images. And that was great fun.
But she says what influenced her most was her father, Zeng Yi's attitude toward his work, clearly visible in this exhibit.
He realized that, you know, photography is not just to record the beauty of a landscape, but also, most importantly, he can also help fulfill the social responsibilities by displaying the real life of common people.
And as you walk through the hall, you get an intimate sense of those lives. The exhibit's co-curator, Tony Cassadanti, says that sense of intimacy has to do with the photographer Zeng Yi's artistic choices, starting with his choice of using black and white film.
To me, black and white, when you think about it, you're actually reducing the amount of information. I mean, we see the world in color. This was all experienced by the photographer in color. And by taking it through kind of the filter of black and white, And delivering it on the wall this way, sometimes I think it allows you to get to the core of the image.
The core of each of these images is a human face framed in light and shadow, sometimes two or three faces, or in at least one case, dozens.
Okay, so this one that we're looking at is called Our Classroom, Shandong, 1982. It's a close-up of rows of kids who are students. They look like they must be maybe 6 or 7 years old.
Yeah. I mean, the little one is probably 4 or 5.
Their desks are wooden benches.
Yeah. In the early 80s, you know, China just opened up. And in order to get out of poverty, you know, the only way is to have universal education, you know, in every corner of China. And as you can see, they don't have the desk, they don't have paper, they don't have pens and they don't have, chairs to sit on.
The youngest of the children crammed into these rows of wooden benches is just 4 years old. He was brought to the school by a 7-year-old brother since their parents were out working in the fields and couldn't watch him.
So they're living in a very poor condition, but eager to learn.
In the 3 decades since he snapped this photograph, Bing Zeng says her father kept in touch with these kids. Some are now professionals in China's booming cities, seemingly a world away from this peasant school. Like all these photographs, this one captures just a moment in its subjects' lives. But taken all together, this exhibit captures the poignancy of a swiftly moving history. Kate Sweeney, WABE.